Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for June 26th, 2017. The court case of the brutal attack against a woman on a Berlin S-Bahn stairway restarts today. The 28-year-old defendant is accused of kicking the innocent passenger in the back at S-Bahn Hermannstrasse in October 2016, resulting in the woman falling down the stairs, breaking her arm, and sustaining head injuries. The attack triggered nationwide horror and indignation. Last week, the proceedings were halted before the prosecution was read, as a lay judge had to be removed because of bias accusations. For the restart, new honorary judges were appointed. According to the court, the man has confessed. But this should be taken with caution, said a spokeswoman. An expert will examine whether the man is at all responsible, as he was supposedly under the influence of drugs and/or alcohol. The alleged defendant was first missing when his arrest warrant was issued. While many suspected the man to have fled to his home country, Bulgaria, he was caught shortly before Christmas in Berlin, when he arrived at the central bus station from southern France. The case made progress when the police, after weeks of unsuccessful investigations, published pictures from video cameras. According to investigators, the accused does not have a criminal record in Germany. In Bulgaria, he had several clashes with police and judiciary for theft and driving without a driver's license. With the new moon, the fasting month of Ramadan ended on Saturday evening. For a full lunar phase, 1.3 billion Muslims worldwide were called to eat and drink only between sunset and sunrise, to pray more often, and to meditate. On Sunday morning, it is estimated that hundreds of thousands of Muslims began celebrating the Eid al-Fitr fest in the 80 Islamic congregations of Berlin, which marks the end of the fasting period. The celebrations last for 3 days. Travel agencies, the German monopoly regulator, and rival carrier Ryanair have raised concerns over any possible takeover of Air Berlin, Germany's second biggest airline, by flagship Lufthansa. Lufthansa does not want to take over Air Berlin. This statement was made by Lufthansa chief executive Carsten Spohr in an interview with Bild am Sonntag. Mr. Spohr stated that Lufthansa already supports Air Berlin and that they have leased 38 of their planes and set them on their routes. He can imagine, however, that they might expand this cooperation and lease further Air Berlin planes and crew. Spohr has previously expressed an interest in the loss-making Air Berlin on condition that its debts and costs could be reduced. Air Berlin, 29% owned by Abu Dhabi-based carrier Etihad, is trying to protect roughly 8,000 jobs in Germany. Last year, the carrier made a record net loss of 782 million euros. A landmark of the Volksbühne was dismantled on Saturday evening, the OST letters on the roof of the theater. The theater will lose another landmark as well, the robber wheel statue situated in front of the building. On Twitter, pictures were posted of a crane removing the lettering from the roof. The landmark signage disappeared a week before the end of the era of director Frank Kasdorf. The wheel sculpture in front of the theater is also to be dismantled in the next days, as the theater reported in March. According to the theater, the idea of a spoked wheel with two legs, or the robber wheel, goes back to Kasdorf's production of Räuber von Schiller from 1990. It was intended to be a reminder of the so-called Gaunerzinken, a drawn secret language of robbers, and stood for the rebellious attitude of the Volksbühne. The season and the 25-year-old directorate of Frank Kasdorf will end with a street festival next Saturday. In 1992, he took over the management of the East Berlin Volksbühne at Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz. His successor is the Belgian Chris Derkon, who has served as the director of the London Museum Tate Modern. Derkon, however, is controversial in the cultural scene as a theater director. Critics warn that the museum man and art expert could turn the Volksbühne into an event venue and ruin the reputation of the house. After a 12-hour flight, two giant pandas arrived in Berlin on Saturday. Their new home is the Berlin Zoo, which has built a 10 million euro area for the inhabitants. The worldwide panda population is estimated at about 2,000, and only a few zoos can exhibit the popular animal. That is why the loan, coming from the People's Republic of China, is considered a special gesture of benevolence, some even speaking of panda diplomacy. The pandas must adapt to their new home and will be introduced to the public on July 6th. Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected for the ceremony. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening.